It's KUOW's The Record. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Radke. I hope you had a terrific 4th of July weekend. I went into the weekend with a predicament. I wanted to take my family camping, but I had no plans. I had no campsite reservations. I think a lot of us get in that position. So for some advice, we called up Fitz Cajal, the host of Dirtbag Diaries, which is a podcast that tells stories about life in the outdoors. Fitz says Seattleites, we tend to make camping far more complicated than it is.
It's a lot more simple than you realize. Like, you do not have to spend 3 weeks or months ahead of time planning these adventures and to go camping out in the mountains here. It's really as simple as, like, opening up the Atlas. I mean, that's quaint, right? That sounds very bespoke to pull out the Atlas and
very steampunk.
Yeah, exactly, you know? But the truth is that's a great way to do it. I think that more and more we see things like, we'll try to look online for the 10 best campsites in Washington State. And it turns out everybody else does that too. And so there's some places that are really popular. And if you go out and just expect to be able to show up, you know, Friday night at 10 o'clock at night after you've gotten everything in the car and the kids organized and all that, it's probably not going to work. And then you're sort of detonating a family into a sort of situation where you're not necessarily comfortable. You don't know where to go. And that's never good. And so I think the instinct is to maybe, like, reserve campgrounds way out in advance. And that sort of ruins the magic of it, too. There's something a little bit just off the cuff about camping and that, you know, you kind of get to make it up as you go along.
Why do we overthink it so much?
Well, because it's like, it's really tempting to try to bring home out into the woods, right? And to do that, it's, you realize, like, how much stuff and how much clutter has surrounded you all the time, right? And it's not that you need to go out and be like Bear Grylls minimalist or something like that, but just keep it pretty simple. It's like, you need something to stay warm. You need something to cover your head. You need something to sleep in, and you need a pad to sleep on. And then you need some, you know, things to eat. And from there, it really, that's pretty simple.
But if we don't plan way ahead, how do we know the great spots won't be taken?
Yeah.
Especially if we have just a weekend, because we don't have the time off to go in the middle of the week.
Yep, totally. I think that there's so much in Washington State that it's really hard to go wrong.
And even with the population explosion that we've had?
Even with the population explosion, there are really popular places that everybody goes to. There's the Icicle Canyon outside of Leavenworth. That's really popular. A lot of the Lake Wenatchee campgrounds are really popular. The stuff down by Mount Rainier is really popular. But if you go just a little bit further past those places that are on those top 10 blogs that you have just Googled, and you actually pull out that atlas and you look for those little camping icons, you will find some incredible places in Washington that are less visited, that are just as scenic, and the kids or you or whoever you've decided to bring with you will have just as good a time. You may not end up being able to write the top 10 blog posts for it, but that doesn't really matter. It's all about the experience you have as you, not what matters else. And I think that's the great part about camping.
Well, guess what? I tried that this weekend. I had absolutely no plans. One of the busiest camping weekends of the year, I would think, with 4th of July falling on a Monday. We had three families, so some friends, all with kids. We caravanned over I-90. We headed up into the Wenatchee National Forest. We found a couple of spots next to each other along the Tianaway River. Great. It all worked out, just like you're laying it out. It was not breathtaking. It was lovely, you know, along a river. What if I want the most beautiful spots I could find?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if I want that premier, oh, my God, this is paradise. This is God's country.
Yeah. Well, I think that you have to hike for it, frankly. I mean, that's the great part about most of the campgrounds here is that they're right next to these trailheads that take you deep into the mountains. Like, that's just how the Forest Service laid it out, right? And if you go a little bit, you know, out to the trailheads, or you drive up some of those logging roads and you find the trailheads that are higher up, a little short walk can get you to that place that is the postcard, that is the stunning vista, that is, you know, wandering through old growth forests in the Olympics. So it's so close. And you do have to, you know, you get to the campground and you kind of got to leave the campsite to make it really magical. I mean, you know, it's fine to sit in camp all day if you want. But I mean, if you want those magical moments, you have to think of that campground as the staging area for getting out into the rest of this incredible landscape that we call Washington.
As much as you've been outside, Fitz, has it changed your idea of an incredible spot?
Yeah, I think I've mellowed a little bit. I used to kind of always be like, what is the most amazing spot? And it was kind of a game. And the truth is that they're all amazing. I mean, not everything is created equal, but most of this is, it's about time spent with friends, time spent with family. And that for me, as I've aged and, you know, been fortunate enough to really travel around the American West and around the world and seen a lot of incredible things, is I realized like, that's actually kind of what matters the most, is that I'm outside, I'm away from my phone, I'm away from text messages, I'm away from things that can distract my attention. I'm completely focused either on my own thoughts or on the people I'm with. And that to me, that is really what the outdoors is providing me at this stage in my life, is that space and that quietness. And that is deeper and more powerful than having some sort of postcard moment for me. And the other thing that I love is I love watching my kids. I love watching them just play in the dirt, like how they'll just disappear into their own minds for like an hour. You know, I spent this weekend, I sat at the campground and I had my 8-month-old and he was passed out and there was some clouds, some weather blowing in. And my son and I just sat in the dirt lying up with our, you know, we had a towel for a pillow and just kind of looked up the sky and spent 40 minutes like picking out shapes in the clouds. And I know that that sounds like cliche. It sounds like something from the 1950s. And I love that. I love it. It's great. And there's so few things that in my regular day-to-day existence in Seattle, running back and forth, being stuck in traffic, you know, figuring out when the next bus is coming, whatever it is, like, I miss that. And that's something I miss from being young. And I miss that feeling of summer where the days just sort of would seem to last forever. And I feel like for a moment when I spend time outside, when I take the time to organize and get the car ready and do that and kind of deal with the mayhem of getting to those places, I am rewarded with peace and clarity and joy and laughter. And yes, a little bit of struggle of getting the kids there, kids crying in the middle of the night or whatever it is. You know, that's me. Not everyone has kids that goes camping. I realize that. Is that I get those things, and they're not that expensive, really, when it comes down to it. You know, of the ways you could spend your time, it's a great way to do it.
Fitz Cahal hosts the outdoor podcast Dirtbag Diaries, and he wants you to quit overthinking camping and just get out there and enjoy the place where you live.